The Darfur of today is a very different place from 2003 when the armed conflict began, or even compared with a year ago, the head of UNAMID said in his council briefing. Jeremiah Mamabolu highlighted that fighting between Sudan's government forces and three of the non-signatory armed movements has decreased. Meanwhile, the Sudan Liberation Army, Abdul Wahid al-Nur, or SLA/AW, was no longer capable of mounting and sustaining significant military operations. It has experienced a series of defections to the government's side, leaving it weakened, Mr. Mamabolu added. As a result of a three-year military campaign, the government has been able to take control of areas previously held by the movement in and around its heartland of Jebel Maha, leaving SLA/AW with a few pockets of resistance. The group continues to refuse to join the peace process, the head of UNAMID warned. He appealed to the council and those with influence and leverage to pursue it, the rebel chief, Abdul Wahid al-Nur, to recognize the importance of a political settlement and to desist from bringing more suffering to the very people he professes to represent. Anna Carmo, United Nations.